Grace period for heavy motor vehicle licenses February 7, 2025. Kevin van der Merwe, Executive Manager, Certification and Operations at the Road Freight Association, RFA, says that the association has been contacted on numerous occasions by operator members seeking assistance and clarity on the grace period applicable for vehicles operating on public roads following the expiry of a valid vehicle license disc. It is evident that some traffic officers believe that the grace period granted to motorists after the expiry date does not apply to heavy motor vehicles exceeding 3,500 kg GVM, GCM. This position conflicts with the regulations contained in the National Road Traffic Act, NRTA, Act 93 of 1996, as well as the National Road Traffic Regulations, NRTR. The 21-day grace period after a motor vehicle license expires is not at the discretion of a traffic officer. It is contained in NRTR Regulation 23(3) and provides that while such license disc and license number remain displayed as required after the expiry date, the motor vehicle, the definition of motor vehicle, includes a trailer, may continue to be operated on a public road during the 21-day grace period. The second assertion made by some traffic officers is that the operator card and roadworthy certificate are treated differently to license discs and have no grace period of 21 days, meaning that heavy motor vehicle licenses do not enjoy the 21-day grace period applicable to light motor vehicle license discs. This position is absurd and conflicts with Regulation 267(7) of the NRTR and Regulation 145(2) of the NRTR. Regulation 60 of the NRTR states that during a period of grace where an applicant is attending to a renewal, they will not be liable for a late penalty or prosecution for not making the application timely or before the expiry date. By way of an example, if the license of your heavy commercial vehicle expires on the 30th of September 2025, it may still be operated on a public road during the 21-day grace period from 1 to the 21st of October 2025. This grace period for the license disc also applies to the roadworthy certificate and operator card. From the 22nd of October 2025, the operator and or driver operating the vehicle on a public road without having renewed the license will be exposed to potential prosecution. Regulation 23(3) date on which motor vehicle to be licensed. 3. Notwithstanding anything to the contrary contained in this part, a motor vehicle referred to in subregulation 1 may, during a period of 21 days after the date referred to in that subregulation, be operated on a public road while the license number allocated to such motor vehicle and the license disc issued in respect of such motor vehicle prior to the date on which the motor vehicle license and license disc became null and void, are displayed in the manner contemplated in Regulations 35 and 36. Regulation 145(2) period of validity of roadworthy certificate. 2. Notwithstanding anything to the contrary contained in these regulations, a motor vehicle referred to in subregulation 1 may, during a period of 21 days after the date on which liability for the licensing of such motor vehicle arose in terms of Regulation 23(1), be operated on a public road while the license number allocated to such motor vehicle and the license disc and roadworthy certificate issued in respect of such motor vehicle prior to the date on which the motor vehicle license and license disc and roadworthy certificate became null and void, are displayed in the manner contemplated in Regulations 35 and 36. Regulation 267(7), manner of registration of operator, issue of operator card and period of validity of operator card. 7. An operator card issued in respect of a motor vehicle shall be valid from the date of issue thereof, until the date on which the license disc issued in respect of the motor vehicle concerned becomes null and void as referred to in Regulation 22, but the motor vehicle may be operated on a public road for a period of 21 days after the said expiry date. Regulation 60 period of grace, where, in terms of the provisions of this chapter, provision is made for a period within which an application shall be made, such period shall be construed as a period of grace allowed to the applicant during which he may make such application without being liable for a penalty referred to in Regulation 57 or prosecution for not making such application timely. The information in this article references the NRTA, Act 93 of 1996, published by LexisNexis in the main volume, updated to issue 68, as of the 5th of September 2024.